Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Hello.
It's so fantastic. It's still snowing a little bit.
It's beautiful.
It is so beautiful. I love... So yesterday, because my kid and I are nuts, yesterday we were playing Christmas songs in the car.
Oh, really? Get in the mood, huh?
It was just dumb because it was snowing so hard and it felt like Christmas. Yeah. So we're just like, we're belting out Mariah Carey Christmas songs because it was appropriate. It was crazy, wet, heavy snow. I'm telling you, it was nuts. All right, Game of Thrones sets a series finale record. The Game of Thrones series finale set an HBO ratings record. The last show drew 13.6 million people for its initial airing of the series finale Sunday night. Adding in replays and early streaming, the number climbs to 19.3 million.
So 13 million people actually watched as it's airing on HBO.
Mm-hmm. And then people that went back and streamed it and whatever, so far, 19.3.
Aren't you a little surprised on that number?
That's big.
Seems low to me.
Oh, I thought...
Well, after the Big Bang Theory being 18 million.
Yeah, but this is HBO. This people have to pay for this.
I know, but I'm
that's
saying.
Pretty incredible for a paid service. Both figures are series highs and HBO records, blah, blah, blah. But yesterday, I thought I posted something. I shared something. I shared a meme that I thought was really funny. Boy, yeah. It went wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the meme?
So it was funny. I saw it. It said, sorry your dragon show ended up stupidly.
Oh, no.
Sorry your dragon show ended up stupidly. Just funny, right? Just funny.
Yeah, but it's kind of like you're poking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It went wrong.
Because already these people that are big Game of Thrones fans, and if you were upset with the way the finale went or the entire season for season 8 went, and you're part of that petition that wants these people to do a redo out in Los Angeles, fat chance that's going to happen. But if you're one of those people, then Jamie, all you did was prod.
It was just funny, okay? It was funny. It was for the other 20 million people that didn't see it. However many. You know, it was a little fun. And then, let me read you one.
What'd they say to you?
Hold on, I'm finding the response. It did not go well.
They used nasty words?
Oh, they were so mean. Oh, they were so mean. Good. This one woman just went ballistic on us. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she said basically that we are idiots.
Well, that's twice we've heard that this morning.
Yeah. Here it is. Funny. Ha, she wrote. I heard you two on the radio this morning trying to talk about the show and the characters, and you sounded like literal fools. It's fine if you don't watch it. I was in and out of watching it, but come up with a better show if you don't know what you're actually talking about, or at least try to feign some kind of interest or dialogue. It's kind of pathetic, and that's the big reason why I stopped listening to the morning show.
Now, wait a minute. Jamie and I have admitted all along that we don't watch the show. We've said it from day one. Schmidl and the Bunky Brothers in there in Studio P, Schmidl decided he was going to be the guy on the show that became a Game of Thrones fan. He went back and watched every episode, even caught up before the finale just so he could watch the finale in real time.
Right?
He's the one who delivered. He gave the update yesterday. We didn't do it. We don't know any of the characters. Why are you picking on us?
Yeah, we didn't do anything.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's mean?
Bad. Somebody said, listen, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, and I saw the meme and I laughed. And then somebody else said, they just need to pull a stick out of their butt.
Well, at least you have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Pal.
I thought it was funny, but whatever.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, good for them. Ratings high. That's fantastic. Let's see what they come up with next. That's going to be bigger and better, right?
Yeah.
It's nuts. This went viral yesterday. Everybody was talking about this, and that is the carpool karaoke with Celine Dion. I guess she freaking nailed it. Out of all these carpool karaoke's, I've never seen it go so viral as it did yesterday. James Corden and Celine Dion, He asked her some questions, and here's how it went.
Sorry. Now, do you like living here? Do you like living in Vegas? Is it a nice place to live?
I live where my heart is. My heart will go on and on.
And here you are now.
Yeah.
It's an incredible thing.
Look at us now, two broken hearts.
So are you excited for this?
I'm so excited.
Oh, my God.
I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
You really have a song for every moment. Oh, this is a lovely drive.
I drove all night.
She seems fun. Mm. Then he asked her to sing Baby Shark.
Do you think you'd be able to make Baby Shark dramatic?
Yeah. Okay. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark.
I thought we were going to get a chest bump there.
Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo 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 doo. Baby Shark, doo doo.
She seems fun. I like her. Then this is the craziest part. So they took a little boat, I guess, that looked like a little bit like the Titanic, and they went into the fountains of the Bellagio. Can you imagine? You're in Vegas, and we've all gone to see the Bellagio fountains, right? And the fountains are going off, and there is Celine Dion in a little boat in the fountain singing this. Don't you think?
Yeah, especially when you come out of one of the casinos and you're all liquored up.
Yeah, right.
You've been partying all night. You come walking. You know what? I gotta quit drinking.
PJ!
That was like Celine Dion in a boat. I gotta stop drinking.
Right? Yeah, you'd
singing
freak
the
out.
Titanic song.
Yeah,
then you go back and you tell your friends.
And then
they cut you off.
Nobody believes you.
No, they cut you off and say, hey, we're going home.
Would you say that she has the best voice on the planet?
Well,
who do you think has? To me, she has the biggest range. I know Mariah Carey is supposed to have a bigger range, but Mariah Carey like smoked that to death, or something happened bad. But Celine Dion, I will say, has kept the range, and she can still bring it.
Yeah,
Mariah Carey, something bad happened to her.
Yeah, I always my number one was probably Whitney Houston.
Oh, yeah.
I thought Whitney
amazing.
Had the best range of any of them.
But
she also
smoked it out, too.
I liked her a lot better than I do Celine Dion. Celine Dion, to me, everything sounds almost the same.
I think she's amazing, an incredible talent.
She's amazing. There's no doubt.
But too bad. I mean, honestly, Whitney Houston and Mariah Carey, they just... Those voices kind of went toast.
Whitney did it with Crack Is Whacked.
Yeah. Celine hasn't done that.
No.
Still has it. Anyway, Kim Kardashian, God. So yesterday she tweeted a thing. Kim Kardashian tweeted this thing to Jack in the Box. She had a real big problem with Jack in the Box.
What?
But she wanted to do it personally. She just wanted to say to Jack in the Box in a private DM, I'm having a problem with Jack in the Box and you need to know about it.
Let me guess. The fries were cold.
No, she never told.
She never said.
She never said. So she tweeted Jack in the Box and she said, I have a serious complaint. But I won't fully put you on blast. Check your corporate email inbox or send me a DM to my team. Barf. To my team.
I'm Kim Kardashian. You need to answer me.
My team.
I know.
Who has a team?
They all have teams. All those Kardashians. Team.
So then Jack in the Box responded, Hi, Kim. We're unable to DM you. Please send us a DM with how we can get in touch with your team.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You can't send us a DM if we don't have a DM that you can you get it. It goes both ways. Jack in the Box is yanking her leg.
I guess they couldn't. Her account's private. You can't send her a direct message. So that's what they were saying, is that we can't DM you. Please send us a DM with how we can get in touch with you and your team, and someone will reach out immediately. So then everybody's freaking out. Like, what is Kim so upset about with Jack in the Box?
Yeah.
Well, it went viral yesterday.
What was it?
It's hilarious. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows?
Nobody knows. So some people were writing, Kim, really? There's people dying out there.
Well, with what you said, she's asking somebody to DM her when she's blocking everybody. That's kind of dumb.
Let's see here. Some Twitter users just wanted to get to the bottom of Kim's mystery issue, saying, what is it? We need to know. This is a case for the FBI.
Well.
And then, wait, I have to find the page because it's hilarious. Then Burger King got in on the action. Burger King then tweeted, Jack in the Box to the principal's office, stat.
You're in trouble.
That's pretty funny. And then Wendy's, they tweeted, but like, who even goes there? It's like crazy. Isn't that funny? I love that Burger King and Wendy's got in on the action as well. So we'll never know what the problem was.
Well, I'm sure we'll know. We'll probably get some type of another tweet today.
Well, she tweeted later last night and she said, thank you, Jack in the Box, for the quick response and handling the situation. So we still don't know. And the world is like in an uproar. What was the problem that Kim Kardashian had at Jack in the Box?
Got to be the food.
I don't know.
What could it be?
Who knows?
Who cares?
Somebody said, oh no, you got the wrong sauce.
Oh no. That could happen.
People were just, I mean, heckling her so hardcore. All right, anyway, there you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.